Welcome to Me Time, the podcast for women in midlife who've been taking care of everyone else and now say, it's my turn to take care of me. I'm Kim Aceto, health and self-care coach for women in midlife and your host. Thank you for spending your precious me time with me right now. Enjoy the show. Okay, so today I'm here with Cynthia Cohn. Let me tell you about Cynthia. Cynthia Cohn is a leader in the real estate community in Southern California. In fact, she is the only woman-owned real estate brokerage in the greater Los Angeles area, representing residential sales with an emphasis on advocating for executors and trustees. Cynthia has been representing buyers and sellers for nearly 20 years in Pasadena and is considered Northeast Pasadena's number one realtor. Her expertise in helping families navigate a home sale comes from years of experience and developing proven processes to help buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals. She has strong core values and brand promises that aid in the way she conducts her business. Her promise is maximum results, providing clients with the greatest return in the shortest amount of time to get her clients what they want, need, and deserve. Cynthia, thank you for accepting my invite to come onto the Me Time Midlife podcast.
Oh my gosh, Kim, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, I've been thinking about this for a really long time. I've been wanting to have you on because, I mean, like I just read, you know, you are the best realtor in Pasadena as far as I'm concerned. And I don't remember how we met. Do you remember how we initially met?
You know what? I think that you actually attended one of my networking events.
That's right.
I feel like
you're right.
I think that's how we met. And it was been maybe 10 years, I think, or so.
Really? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It could be actually. That's crazy. But anyway, I mean, I have so many wonderful things to say about you, and I have not even done business with you. So, and unfortunately I moved away from Pasadena where I would have done business with you, I guess. But, you know, you are just a super connector. You're a master networker and you are a superb relationship builder. And you really get to know your area and the people and the neighborhood, and everything that I read about you here is so true just from what I know about you. So congratulations on all your success, and I'm really honored to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Kim. I really appreciate it. I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
So let's start with the first question I ask every first-time guest, which is, what do you enjoy doing during your me time?
Wow. I was thinking about that question a lot, especially now in the middle of this unprecedented time. I've been thinking a lot about how do I create even more me time as well. But some of the things that I really love to do, and I've been working very hard at accomplishing, is just making sure that I put myself first every single day. And sometimes over the last decade, it might have meant spending time in the very early morning journaling and reading something very positive and exercising and just being extremely thoughtful and just intentional in the way that I spend, you know, the time that I do when I have alone. I'm a mom of three, you know, kids now. They're older teens and I have a little more time, but I do, you know, run a thriving business and I am a leader in the community. And so I don't have a lot of me time, but those are some of the things that I still like to do. Working out for me, I set up like a gym in the garage and I do cycle. And so for me, I've always felt like if I could start my day like that and put myself number one, first thing, then by exercising for me, I felt like I really just completely won the day, no matter what, you know, what occurred. So I would say that those are, you know, the things that I really love to do. I'm also an avid pool player.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Billiards, yes, I'm really into it. And I played on some leagues, which has been a lot of fun. And I cycle on the weekends with friends. So those are kind of some of the things that I do. So it's like a balance between quiet time with myself and reflection, and then also time, you know, with friends.
Right. Yeah, that's great. I mean, I remember when we first met, you were working out in the mornings, and I know you cycle also, following you on social media. I love seeing all your pictures. And it's really great that you, you know, take that time in the morning to kind of refuel and fill your own cup, so to speak, so that mm-hmm. you can really give to your clients. You can be there for them. And I mean, I know you are such a busy woman. You put on events, and I mean, you have this thriving business. But I mean, your energy is incredible in person. I mean, you know, you're super busy, but I know that you're able to have this kind of energy because you do take care of yourself. Okay, so I wanted to ask you here because women in my community, ladies listening, this is the time of their life where they're, you know, thinking about different things, and they got various things going on in their lives. And one of those things is, you know, downsizing, or, you know, thinking about moving to a different place. So I wanted to bring you on here to kind of talk about that a little bit. I have some questions that I think are specific to the ladies listening that they might need help with. So hopefully you can answer some of these questions and help some of the listeners in that process of considering downsizing.
Sure. I have lots of thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts about it.
Oh, great. Great. Okay. So let me just get down to it. Okay. So what might the process look like for people who are looking to downsize, whether it's a single person, a couple, or whatever? What does that look like for them?
Well, I want to say firstly that it really is, you know, a process. And these type of decisions obviously don't occur overnight, but the questions can. And I've always been such a strong believer of obtaining and uncovering the facts so that I could make good financial decisions in my life or any type of decision. So I do like to kind of collect the facts. I would say, you know, for your listeners, I think one of the most important steps would be the first one, which is really ensuring that your listeners have their financial health in order. Now, I am a single mom, so I've been divorced for several years. I was not in charge of my finances at the time of a very long marriage, like 25 years. And I always had an opportunity to see where the finances were, but I didn't really participate. I was very busy with the kids, and I'm sure many of your listeners out there, you know, you divide and conquer when you're with a partner and you have children. So I would really say for any of your listeners, really the first thing to do is really get your financial health in order. If you are in a partnership and you do not understand or you don't participate in the financial side, you know, of the family finances, I would say, you know, step one would be to really gain clarity and what are the accounts you have? Where are the accounts that you have? How is your money being invested? And there's several areas within the financial house that I think are important outside of just a financial planner. So if you don't have a financial planner, it's really great to speak with someone and make sure that you have, you know, full knowledge of what it will obviously cost to be able to retire and when you can do that and live the lifestyle that you want. But the really forefront of it is just making sure that you're really protecting your family. And if you do not have, you know, a trust set up and your advanced directive set up and a will and all these just very important life decisions made, it will be really hard to sort of move forward. So quite often, the first step would be maybe really talking to an estate planning attorney and ensuring that you have that aspect, you know, of your life, you know, set up so that you are able to really make the decisions. And this is something that I think a lot of individuals feel concerned about as they are downsizing, is sometimes they just really wait too long to do it. So, but I would say the first, you know, step would really just to make sure that your financial health is in order, and that would include estate planning and speaking with your attorney and speaking, you know, with your financial planner. That really would be, you know, step one, setting up a trust, getting those advanced directives set up and your will and all those kind of very sort of not great decisions. And everybody puts it at the bottom of the list, but they are some of the most, really some of the most important. I would say the second thing really is that because it's such a process, it's really kind of start, if it's just yourself or with your partner, start really thinking about, you know, what you want the next chapter to look like. Where would you like to live? What kind of environment, what kind of weather do you like? What are your health care needs? You know, do you need to be, you know, close to, you know, good health care? I've worked with dozens of clients and helped them go through this process, and all of them you know, took these steps, you know, look, got their financial house in order. The second thing that they did is they did some really fun exploring. So especially with Airbnb, they said, okay, you know, I've heard a lot about, let's say, McCall, Idaho. And so my client, you know, got in his camper and he traveled up to McCall and checked it out. He traveled to North Carolina. They traveled, you know, and they go to Austin, and actually they make, you know, a bunch of trips, super easy to do, long weekends, and really explored those locations. And so that is sort of the second step. And that step can be a few years. So for your listeners out there that might be thinking about, you know, downsizing as the future, you know, it's never too early to start thinking about it, number one. And this is our midlife is a time when we have so much wisdom as women, and we can really be very thoughtful about the choices that we make, and we really can create the life of our dreams. And so for any of you that might be out there listening that might not feel fulfilled in their life, and thinking that maybe it could be your environment, you need more space, you need more connection with nature. It's not too early to really go out and start doing these long weekends and checking these areas out. So I would say that's the second thing for sure. And, you know, I'm thinking about it too. And I'm thinking, well, do I want to move somewhere where I don't know anybody, or should I move back east, you know, where I have a lot of friends and family? So these are kind of all questions to think about. The third thing, you know, I really think is for you to kind of get an idea about, you know, if you were lucky enough to be a homeowner, to really figure out what is the current value of the home that you're in. And really just start an initial conversation with your realtor and have them come over, take a look, get an idea, what's the value. And I would, you know, also have them kind of give you some tips of some things that you could maybe improve value, not huge projects or anything like that. But if you're gonna, this is gonna be a process for a couple of years, you can, you know, if you need to repaint and things like that, it's nicer to do it sooner so you can enjoy it before you move. So I would say really get an idea of the value, and then you can get some idea about what you can, and this would be the fourth thing, to really start talking to, you know, a lender or your bank and just say, you know, I think that when I sell my house, I'm going to net this much. And I'd like to know, you know, if you're going to do a loan, what I could afford. And that also, when you're out sort of searching areas, it will give you a great idea, because you can go to these, whether you're in Southern California and you want to move to Ventura, or you want to move back east or to Dallas or Austin, you'll have a price point in mind. So when you're visiting, you could also at the same time start sort of checking out property and see what you can get for your money.
Wow. Very practical. Love the I wasn't expecting like for you to lay out all these like steps, but that's amazing. And what's great too is because we're kind of immobile right now. I mean, it's not that we can't travel, but we really should be staying close to home. Mm-hmm. These are things that you can be doing now that do take time, right? So that when things get better, you can actually go and start exploring a little bit more and actually have something to look forward to because you've done the groundwork, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's another piece of mind when you're figuring out like the financial picture of the future. You know, there are, if you are living in, for instance, California, there's Proposition 6090 where you can transfer your tax basis. And there are participating counties. And so, for instance, if you've been in your home in LA for, you know, 30, 40 years or whatever, you know, and there's been quite a lot of appreciation, you can actually possibly, if you move to a participating county, transfer that tax basis. So there are a lot of different considerations. And this is, like I said, it's nothing that, you know, has to be occur, you know, overnight, but the sooner that you, you know, start thinking about it and gaining knowledge and gaining the facts, you want to do it when you're, have the time to really enjoy life, you know, when you're healthy. And so I just encourage everybody out there to, you know, you can put a plan together that's 5 or 10 years out.
Right, right. Yeah, that's great. That's great. So, okay, let's consider a person listening who may, let's say she's already gone through all of those steps and now she's ready to like search for a home. She found the city, the neighborhood or whatever. What does it look like right now with COVID? Like, are people showing houses? Like, what's going on? Like, how does it look right now with COVID?
Well, that's such a great question because this has been certainly a wild ride over the last 6 months. And, you know, really residential real estate right now is carrying our country. And we have even more of a shortage of inventory, unfortunately. And at the same time, we have, you know, an incredible interest rate. So you can get more home, you know, right now than you could. And of course, home is, you know, quite frankly, home is what it's all about right now. Everybody's so interested right. in having a home where they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And so right now, you know, the environment, and I know from my friends across the country, I have a very good friend in Huntsville, Alabama, and she's helping so many buyers, you know, in that marketplace. And many of us are feeling this. But right now, you know, most of the purchase occurs on the front end, meaning that, you know, we have to do everything we can, at least in the state of California, for the buyer to be able to acquaint themselves with the property as much as possible before they actually come to it. Mm. And so what that looks like is, you know, we've layered in virtual tours and other tools like video mm-hmm. and additional photography and things like that. So buyers have an opportunity to really get a very, very good sense of the home. Mm-hmm. Once they find a home that they would like to take a look at and they have looked at the virtual tour and the video and things like that, their agent can set an appointment. In the state of California, we have a property entry form, coronavirus form, that is signed by all the parties. And it just basically is acknowledging that the buyer, you know, does not have COVID and et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then when they come to the home, usually, and it's not a requirement, but we're seeing a lot more of this where the buyer needs to be pre-approved. So this mm-hmm. would be one reason, you know, to try to get that lending side done at least early on. So you have a letter and you can actually preview property once you get to that point. And, you know, your agent will set up an appointment. There will be no other buyers at that time. And you have to just keep social distancing and wear a mask and use hand sanitizer. You really aren't supposed to touch anything once you go into the property, and the front door and the back door are left open. And then, but you can absolutely go in and have a tour of the property and make an offer. And once your offer is accepted, then all the inspections and things like that happen as they have been normally. The real biggest thing that we've seen in the state of California that has changed is, you know, there are no more open houses. And there are no more broker caravans. That would be a day when, you know, all of the brokers and agents in the area can sort of pop by between a designated time to see the home if it's new on the market or there's a reduction. So you know, for agents marketing their homes, really the only people going into the properties are people that can afford it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it sounds like you guys have figured it all out.
You know, that's what we do, right?
Right.
You know, when the pandemic first occurred, you know, realtors in the state of California were not deemed essential. And we were all looking at each other thinking, oh my gosh, I have so many clients that, I mean, it was in the middle of all different points of a sale. And not everybody had to sell, you know, and maybe have the luxury of holding off a little bit of time. But I absolutely had people, families that had to sell. So I think as a business owner, and when you're in this job, because what we do is we serve people when they're transitioning in the most stressful times of their life, you know, through a divorce or death or, you know, downsizing or upsizing, it's all very stressful time. And, you know, knowing that we had people that we had to help and figure out a way is really what we did. And then thankfully, our state, California Association of Realtors, lobbied very strongly, and we were able very quickly to be essential. And thankfully so, because, you know, obviously real estate is a large part of our economy.
Right, right. So you've already given so much advice, but I do want to ask, is there any other specific advice you have for any midlife people, any retiring people, you know, who are thinking about moving, downsizing, mm-hmm. anything like that?
Well, I do have to say, from all the families that I've helped, you know, it is a huge life transition to do it. And, you know, the decision doesn't come easily, and it's actually quite a lot of work. Really is a lot of work. We've all collected so many things, you know, over our lifetime. And it does really require us to, you know, let go of things we've been carrying for a really long time. And sometimes it is difficult for individuals to actually pull the trigger and do it because of having to face the past, you know, face their mother's estate that's sitting in the garage. Where do I start? How would I ever do it? So I just want to encourage anybody that's listening out there, it's so completely doable. You just need to really connect with the right partner. And usually, you know, quite honestly, a lot of times, you know, your realtor might be the really first good stop to really talk to. They have amazing, abundant relationships, and they've done this time and time again. And most of us work by referral and are very relationship driven. And so helping that entire pre-sale part of the sale is an important part. So we have a lot of partners. We've done it before. We have lots of tips. And we can really take a much, a difficult, you know, laborious, mm-hmm. you know, move and provide the support that's needed to actually, you know, help. And I would say, you know, if you're sitting in a house today and that house doesn't bring you joy, and the location that there is nowhere where you could really provide yourself the self-care in your home that you need, all of these things, you can really make a change. So I'd encourage mm-hmm. anybody listening that, you know, if the home that they're in is not giving them the joy that their heart longs for, to think about really seriously about making a change. Life is very short, and you can really just create any kind of life you want. So that would just be kind of a tip. And I was going to say, Kim, I have lots of, you know, friends throughout the country who I love to, you know, connect with, and we refer, you know, families back and forth. And if it ever comes up with anybody listening today on the podcast would like a great, amazing referral that can help them and, you know, not pressuring them at all. This is a long process of mm-hmm. exploration and digging deeply. I would be more than happy to give a referral for them.
Oh, that's great. That was actually going to be my last question is, you know, I mean, we have listeners from, I mean, all over the world, but mostly in the US and Canada. And not all of them, of course, live in Southern California. So, you know, anyone listening, I mean, who would love to work with you, but, you know, they don't unfortunately live in Southern California. I was going to ask you how, you know, how they can find someone as great as you. And, you know, it is true. You're such a great, I mean, you didn't say this, I'm saying this, you're such a great relationship builder. And I can see why that's important, because you're right. This is a long process. It takes time. And there are so many steps. And, you know, you kind of have to be with these people along this journey. And that's what I love about what you shared with us, you know, is to prepare that journey, to think about these steps, you know, get your house in order, so to speak, you know. And, you know, there's no place that we are spending more time in right now than our homes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I love how, you know, just the way that you're talking about this, you know, does my home bring me joy? I mean, we're spending so much time here. Are we enjoying this? And I think with COVID too, it's really gotten us to think about our lives and think about, are we happy? And is this where I'm supposed to be? And what's next for me? And, you know, there's so much about our future that we don't know. But starting this process can actually, like, give you control of your future, you know, like, you can actually start planning and start dreaming and start thinking about what's next for you. And I mean, that's the biggest thing that, you know, women in midlife are really thinking about, you know, what's next for me? Who am I? You know, where am I going? Who am I becoming? And, you know, what's important to me? What are my values? And, you know, who do I want to live by? And how do I want to spend my time? So I love how you know, ask your clients to consider all these questions. I think they're super important. So thanks for bringing those up.
I do too. Yeah. You just making me think a little bit about, you know, what are we going to do with all of our fabulousness? You know, it's like this midlife. It's just like, you know, we are so amazing, and just the knowledge and the wisdom and also knowing that whatever it is, any of us can think up, you know, we can make it, it will happen, you know, it will happen. Yes. And I think really figuring out, you know, these type of questions about, you know, downsizing and what you want your life to look like, it's not something that has to happen, you know, way, way down the line. You can create exactly what you want now. Mm. And I'd always, like I mentioned before, would be very happy to connect any of your listeners to some of my favorite people, because like you mentioned, it is a very long process, and working with a realtor is an extremely intimate journey. Mm-hmm. And you absolutely need someone who has years of experience so they can protect you properly. But just as important, they have to take care of you and communicate with you and be patient with you.
Right.
And that's really how, you know, anyone, you know, out there who's going to try to, you know, accomplish a move in midlife, you know, can really obtain the maximum results. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Oh, I love it. What a positive message. It's really exciting. You know, this can be daunting, like you said. You know, I mean, well, you didn't say that, but I'm saying this sounds like it could be daunting. It's a long process, but again, it could be really exciting. And there are so many opportunities and so many things to think about and so many things to get excited about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, Cynthia, is it okay if people go to your website or follow you on social media and all that kind of stuff and reach out to you if they're looking for somebody?
Absolutely. On my website, they can, you know, fill out a call to action, which will pop them on my weekly email that comes out towards the end of the week. And they can give me a call. I'm always happy to chat, and I have lots of time. And or they can email me at cynthia@cynthiacone.com, and I'd be happy to talk with them there. I'm also on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook. Awesome. And so you can find me there as well.
Great. I'm going to put all those links in the show notes, and people can reach out if they're ready to start making some moves.
Fantastic. Kim, thank you so much. You're such a terrific leader. And I so appreciate my relationship with you. I'm very grateful our paths have crossed.
Oh, likewise. Thanks so much, Cynthia. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it. The best way is to simply tell your midlife friends about it. It also helps the show's visibility if you rate and review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or simply directly in your Apple Podcasts app if you listen to the show that way. And if you want more me time in your life and continue the conversations we have on the show with other women on a similar journey, consider joining our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook. Simply search for Me Time Midlife Community in your Facebook search bar, or go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.